Hi, everybody, and welcome to this call. We're going to be doing 144 electrical strand activation. This call is going to consist of a few parts. The first part is housekeeping, and the next part is a bit of a backstory on this model and the why behind it. And the final part will be the activation, which actually doesn't take too long to do. So general housekeeping, I am in Jamaica. I am in an open air villa. So you will probably hear the breeze and the birds and maybe some roosters in the background. And and sometimes the internet here is not always stable, which is why I don't usually do these live calls. It's blustery at the moment, and the power has gone out the last few days. So in the event that the call drops, I will try to get back on right away. If I can't, we'll just reschedule. Okay, so some housekeeping. You can listen to this through headphones. You can listen to it from speakers. You can lie down. You can stand up. You can do it, whatever is comfortable for you. The most important thing here is that you are well hydrated. So if you did not drink water already this morning, I want you to get some and keep it near you. And then it's very important that you stay well hydrated the rest of the day. Because what this activation does is it runs more electrical current through your system, and that creates more heat. And so if you are dehydrated, there's a good chance you can come down with a headache afterwards, okay? So hydration is super important. The other thing that's really important is that you breathe. So those of you who have done this with me before understand the importance of breathing in this work. And the way that you breathe in biofield tuning is you breathe into your belly and you fill up the area behind and below your navel. And when you exhale down into the ground. You can do that by exhaling out your tailbone or down your legs and out your feet. But you just make sure that you notice when you're not breathing. Even when I'm talking, I want you to notice your breath. And a big part of this work is just getting you to breathe more freely. Right? Very much depends on the freedom of our breath. Okay, so just a little bit of backstory about this activation so that you understand the context of it. I've been studying the human biofield for a long time now, and over the years I've gotten more and more insight into its structure, and it's hard to study something that's invisible, and the way that I've come to understand it is through sound, bouncing sound like sonar off the human body and listening to the signal that comes back. And in doing this, I've identified a very specific anatomy and physiology in the magnetic field that surrounds the human body. This field is a toroidal structure. A toroid is like a bubble with a spiraling channel down the middle. And so this is our human biofield. And rather than being smooth on the outside, I have observed that this structure appears to be banded and actually has specifically 12 bands. And so you can see that magnetic fields have these lines of force. If you take a bar magnet and you put a piece of paper on it and you sprinkle iron filings, the iron filings will arrange themselves in these bands. Okay, so this is part of the structure of any magnetic field. Anything in a toroid that circulates on the outside also circulates through the central channel. So in biofield tuning, we see ourselves as having this central channel. And previously, I had considered it in terms of bidirectional flow. So we draw the net negative energy, electrical energy, from the surface of the earth through our feet. And that is what we call the ascending current in biofield tuning. We draw the net positive current from the sun through our heads, and that's the descending current. And so we see a bidirectional flow through the central channel. When I realized that we have these 12 bands on the outside, I also got an insight that they were comprised of 12 strands each, meaning that there are 144 of these lines of electrical force that spiral through our central channel. And when we plug in our awareness to this system, we avail ourselves to the potential power that is present there. And I think this is very similar to the idea of 144-stranded DNA. You know, we see everything in fractals when we look at life electrically. And we all know that our potential is far, far greater than we experience as individuals. I've really seen that the human body is an incredible piece of hardware, and that most of our software that we've been downloaded with is really limiting compared to what our actual capacity is. And so this activation is a way to dial you into and amplify your electric potential. Okay. And part of where this came in is that the first time I did this in a group, I went to connect the positive battery terminal above the top of the head, which we call the sun star in biofield tuning. I went to connect it to the sun, and because we connect to the earth and the sun, and it wouldn't connect because there was so much fear in the way. And I realized that as humans, there is so much collective fear and anger and emotion that it's making us really challenged in our ability to connect to source, to connect to any kind of sense of comfort or coherence in the universe. And instead, many of us, especially those of us who are empaths, are being buffeted by these waves. And it's not easy to deal with. So what this activation does is it strengthens your capacity to carry light, to be coherent, and to anchor that source energy onto the planet right now, which really just feels to me to be so, so necessary. I've done this on myself a number of times. I've done it on other people. And it's effective. Now, it also kind of flushes out emotions. So part of this adjustment is going to be spending a moment or two with the strong emotions that are going on right now and doing a little alchemy around them. And what I mean by that is allowing ourselves to really feel it, to feel the vibration of it move through us, and to feel the antidote naturally arise in the wake of really just surrendering to the wave of the emotion moving through. So we're going to do a little bit of alchemy in the process of amplifying this central channel. Okay, so I think that that's all that we really need to cover there. And so I'm going to get started. So the way that I'm going to perform this activation is I'm going to begin activating the negative terminal, which is about 8 inches below your feet. Now, in some people, this terminal is tucked up close to the feet, or sometimes even right between the ankles, because when we're afraid, or when we have had a history of being afraid, our biofield contracts, it kind of scrunches in, and it pulls these terminals closer to our bodies. So I'm going to adjust this terminal for whoever needs it. I'm going to be pulling it down to its correct anatomical position in the biofield anatomy. So some of you may actually feel a sense of pulling on your feet. Once I get that adjusted, I'm going to open and amplify the central channel from below, and we're going to get that ascending stream moving and amplified. Then I'm going to come to the sun star, the positive terminal above the head, do the same thing there, an adjustment connection, and then I'll come in and work on the channel itself. Okay, so take a nice big breath into your belly. Now, I might ask you to do weird things like make sounds or shake or move. Part of depatterning old patterns is sounding them out or shaking them out. So, you know, to whatever degree you're comfortable following along with that, I request that you do, because it makes a big difference. Okay, so focusing your awareness on your feet and the area below your feet. And I breathe a lot. Okay, so gently drawing that energy field down. And just so you know, when I do these activations, I really set a very clear intention that I'm working on everyone listening live, everyone who will listen to the recording, and that you're not in some soup of everyone else's energy, but that you are all individuated in your own little bubbles. So there's no danger of like backwash from the group or anything like that, okay? Okay, good. So I've completed the adjustment of bringing the Earth Star down. It's very, very muted. It's very low energy. It feels like we're not connected to the Earth at all, but really because of media, you know, all of that, everybody's kind of in their heads. And so this connection to the Earth center is very weak. It's very low. So, you know, this is all about bringing yourself into your body. And the last sessions I've done on people, their upper centers are very strong, their lower centers are very weak. So we really want to get a sense that we're occupying our physical bodies and that we are electromagnetically connected to the earth and to the ground. And to that aspect of ourselves. So by holding the fork in the center and striking it, your electromagnetic body is non-local. So theoretically, I'm right below your feet, okay? So I'm right here with you right now. There we go. That's better. So the tuning fork, the sound of the fork changes in response to the information that's present in the hologram, just as if you were here in person. And the collective forms a kind of general tone. Okay, so that sound is, everyone's connected to this center now. And now what happens is the energy starts to rise up through the center, activating the ascending current in the body. So just imagine along with me this flow coming up from the earth. And it's rising, you know, kind of like starlight, just whoosh, right through you. And as it goes, it clears out any blockages. There's definitely a kind of tone of foreboding, of ominousness, of heaviness, that's sort of blanketing everything. And so, you know, I'm just hearing that. What happens is your organizing intelligence is also hearing it. And the collective hologram is using the sound input for us to all bring ourselves into greater tune, into harmony. As human instruments, we are all designed to be in tune. And we have all the codes and the programming within us for our instrument to be in tune. Good. Okay, so that one brightened. So now what we're going to do is we're going to connect this energy center deep down into the earth. So we're going to ground. And you can assist in that by imagining roots growing out of your feet or whatever visualization is helpful for you to connect electromagnetically to the earth. We are electromagnetic organisms.
in an electromagnetic environment, and we need to be grounded. If we are wearing rubber-soled shoes, if we are not getting out in nature, if we are not lying on the grass, we are accumulating dirty electricity in our bodies because it can't get to ground. So this grounding piece is super important to have a healthy electromagnetic field. There's definitely some feelings coming up of, I don't want to be here right now. I don't want to ground. I don't want to connect. Like, this place sucks right now. Please don't ask me to connect to planet Earth. I hear that. I get that. The Earth is your mother. Like, I'm asking you to hug your mother. There's nothing wrong with the planet, guys. It's the distortion in the human mind that's the problem, not the Earth itself. Let's love our mother, because this is where we get our juice from. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Ha. Good. And that gave me goosebumps. All right. So the next one we're going to do, I'm going to come up above the head, and we're going to plug ourselves in to the energy center that brings in the positive energy from the sun. Usually, if the lower one is tucked, the upper one is as well. So I invite you to put your awareness on the top of your head, the crown chakra center, and just see what you notice. So I'm starting the adjustment of pulling away, stretching out the field. Sometimes people feel this in the neck or even all the way down to the pelvis, like a sense of the spine lengthening, a sense of pressure being lifted off the head. Good. Okay. So that adjustment is complete. So now I'm holding the tuning fork. And for those of you who are wondering, it's 174 hertz that I'm using right here. So I'm just feeling into the energy here. It also kind of has that, kind of freaking out feel. But there's also collectively a determination to get through that. Like, I want to get beyond this. You know, we can't, as humanity, live in this way. And that, you know, peace really does begin with me, right? It really does. If every single individual on the planet was suddenly deeply connected to Source and flooded with the knowing that on a fundamental level in nature and creation, all is well. If divide and conquer wasn't polluting our minds individually, and suddenly people experienced a sense of inner unity and love and acceptance and kindness towards themselves, then everything out there would change. Really, it all comes down to our relationship with ourselves as individuals. And many of us have experience that divide and conquer within ourselves, where we become split inside between an inner critic and an inner victim. So part of what we're going to do today is awaken you to the fact that you are your inner light. You are your electric body. We could also call this your soul. When you're alive, your light is on. When you're dead, your light is off. That light within you is unified. It is one light. There is one you. Any inner division of factions is a construct that is not true. So just think about that for a moment. Take a nice big breath. Okay, so I'm working to bring this descending current in, but it's getting stuck at the atlas bone, the C1, the very top bone in the spine.
okay, that where the skull rests on the spine, there's a lot of bounce back coming from there. So what I'd like you to do is I would like you to visualize this part of your spine, and I'd like you to visualize that there's some kind of trap door that's there, and it's blocking this connection between your head and your body. I want you to examine this trap door, and I want you to open it. And I want you to let all this energy that's trying to come in through your head to flow down your spine into your body. It's going to go all the way down through to that lower terminal, and then it circulates around the outer perimeter of your field. So this is a circulation of the toroidal energy that we want to break through the block and amplify this current. So opening that trap door, letting the sound come in. Even though it feels a little scary, you have some fears coming up, but let's just let that all in. And I'm feeling like some bodies need to shake or move. You can snap your wrists around, shake your feet, your ankles, your knees, wiggle the spine, introduce movement into the body. You know, roll the head around on the neck, wiggle your hips. You want to shake out the pattern that has kept us locked in this being stuck in our heads and not connected to our bodies. The bodies are where the juice is, guys. This is where we want to be. Good. That feels like that's starting to move. And if you want, if you're in a place where you can do it, make some noise, some ah sounds, you know, making sound from the place that feels stuck will also help it to move. Good. Okay, so that's the last one. I'm not going to connect this to the sun yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to amplify these 144 strands before I make our connection to the sun, to the great central sun, to source. Okay, now this next part of the activation, you are not going to hear. You're not going to hear because the 89 hertz and 144 hertz forks that I'm using are weighted. So you might hear the breeze and the birds, but you're going to potentially feel the activation, okay? Now, I'm going to put the 144 hertz fork in the positive terminal where I just was. I'm going to put the 89 hertz one in the lower terminal. And I'm going to hold these and just visualize for you what I observe happening, okay? So your awareness is on the central channel. And just what you're feeling. What I notice as soon as I place these is a current of energy bouncing back and forth between the two. And as this happens, it starts to clean out all of the blockages that have been here. This is the power washing that I was talking about. Now, as this starts to clean out, it will also start to light up those 144 bands. So 12 strands that are comprised of 12 strands each are spiraling through this central channel. They're moving in both directions. And they're kind of like those fiber optic lamps. That's the way that I see them. Anybody remembers those old fiber optic lamps where you have this strand of fiber that carries optical light energy. And so this is exactly the same sort of thing. So the pulse goes back and forth between the two forks. And yeah, I can feel the current start to pick up. Okay. So I'm feeling an emotion that is starting to jiggle loose here, and that is the emotion of anger. So apathy is something that we feel when our energy is low. And as our energy starts to rise, one of the things that gets sparked is anger. And, you know, in biofield tuning, we don't see any emotion as a bad or wrong emotion. Anger is a valid response to a boundary trespass. And like any emotion, it wants to be expressed. You know, ideally, we use discernment and figure out how to express anger kindly and effectively. But the feeling of anger is a staccato waveform that likes to be expressed and can be, you know, through vigorous movement, through singing really loud, even pounding our fists on pillows. So we don't want to repress anger. We don't want to judge anger. We don't want to tell it to go away. We want to let it flow through us. When an emotion is generated, it on average lasts for about 90 seconds, and then it moves through. And so if we can stay with an emotion for 90 seconds and just feel it and not resist it and not judge it, it will move through, and then we will feel on the other side another emotion potentially, or the antidote to that feeling. And an antidote will naturally present. One of the things that I found is that anger is often a reaction to hurt, and that under anger is sadness, is wounding, is disappointment, is frustration, right? So those are the next emotions that are coming up in through here. I'm going to take a nice deep breath. And if we simply, like children, allow ourselves to feel our emotions as they arise, they move through. They just move through. Just like a little kid can be crying one moment and laughing in the next, so can we as adults, if we learn to trust that an emotion comes and goes, and we learn to find what is on the other side, right? After a good cry, there's spaciousness and inner quiet on the other side. We want to allow these energies to move through. Okay, so now I'm going to reverse the forks for a few strikes. I'm putting the 144 in the bottom and the 89 in the top. And I'm noticing that this current has become very bright and very strong. I'm really feeling this, you know, it's like a big fat rope of current, of power, of juice, just going right through the center of us. And this is going to make you stronger. This is going to make you breathe more fully. And maybe, you know, if you've been feeling like your nerves, like you've got one nerve left and everyone is getting on it, this is going to nourish the nerves, nourish the nerves. So let's just take a moment to really feel our nerve, our nervous system all being nourished by this light, and let it spread from the central channel out into every cell in the body, illuminating and energizing us with the pure electric light of source. Great. Okay, that feels fantastic. Now, this is a recording you can come back to again and again. The more you avail yourself of, you know, the activation, it will keep on reinforcing your connection here. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back into the sun star, and I'm going to connect that to the great central sun, to the source of all light, of all life in the universe. And we're bringing that energy in, just feeling it come down through the crown, the infinite, all the light we can and cannot see. You can now download and hold that more because you have awakened your connection to your ability to hold that. It's been there all along, and we just didn't know it. And now we do, and now we can really bring that in. You know, it's like the Carly Simon song, drink in all that white light pouring down from the heavens, because it's there. And you can hold it, you can store it, and you can radiate it out into the world around you. Great. Okay, so I am going to wrap up the hologram and break our connection. Healing each person's field individually and holding you in that bubble of light. And yeah, just being in that space with you. So when we're all in this space together with light, that's what we call grace. When we come together in the name of bringing this light in and we enter into this space, that's grace. And that's what I feel we need more than anything right now in this world. So the more we can hold ourselves in that, the more we bring that to ourselves and everyone around us. Okay, guys, that's it. Please drink lots of water and enjoy. Take care and be well.